Some Massachusetts residents who supported Donald Trump as delegates at the Republican National Convention are in Washington now to celebrate his swearing-in as president. Bill McCarthy is one of them. He's a former Connecticut state trooper and teaches criminal justice at Quinsigamond Community College in Worcester. Bill McCarthy joins us live now from Washington, and you just got to hear there, Bill, for the second time in one day, Donald Trump in his inaugural address. What stood out maybe now, but especially then when you heard it the first time around?
Oh, the energy that he provided to all the listeners. When he was speaking, there was a lot of enthusiasm among the crowd. Everybody's spirits were high, and many of the people there were yearning for change, and that's what he discussed. He talked about jobs and securing America. He also hit up the Republicans and the Democrats, who, as he said, they do nothing, and the time for talk is over. It was a very moving speech.
He spoke about something that is central to what you do. You teach criminal justice. As we said, you were a former state trooper. He talked a lot about crime, saying that gangs and drugs have robbed our nation of its promise. He called it carnage and said it stops right here and right now. That is at odds with FBI reports, among others, that say the crime rate in America is near historic lows. But as someone who's in criminal justice, what is your reaction to his characterization and his talk about fixing the problem as it exists right now?
Well, anybody who's been the victim of a crime would not agree that crime rates are going down. Sure, there are some crimes that are going down, but overall, the crime is, we have computer crime, we have cyber crime, we have all different types of crime, and that's what the people are looking for. They're looking for somebody to try and reduce the crime.
And in terms of what he's going to do about that, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, did you hear something that eased your mind about it?
Well, I believe that it, now, as he said, now's the time to look at those problems. He came at it from as a successful businessman, and he's got big ideas that can help everyone. And that's how it sounded. He had a global view. He provided that global view for the people. The specifics, that happens with the implementation. And that's what he wanted to do. And jobs, we have a great need for jobs. The young people that are graduating from college today, what type of jobs are they going to get? And that's what he's concerned about. Security.
Yeah.
That's another one, too. Security for us. These different folks that are coming here attacking us. They attacked the Pulse nightclub, San Bernardino. There are people that are doing these different types of acts against us. And he wants to make the American people feel safe.
What are you going to tell your students when you get back to Quinsigamond? What are you going to tell them to look for to make sure that President Trump is making good on those promises, on crime, security in general, their own education?
Yeah, we'd be looking at the performance indicators, okay? How many types of jobs are out there? Are people finding jobs? The people who will be graduating in May, are there more folks that are ready to hire people? Security, crime, are there going to be less terrorist attacks against American citizens? We don't want those folks who are attacking us looking for vulnerable avenues to come and attack us and create problems. The same thing with the crime. If these criminals are out there, this criminal element, if they feel as if they won't be punished, then they'll be more likely to commit more crimes. And we can look at that in certain areas. Look at the crime in Chicago. I mean, the murder rate and those types of things. They really need some help. And if it's federal assistance, then what President Trump was discussing today, he'll provide that.
Bill McCarthy, we know that you're going to the Freedom Ball tonight, so we'll let you put your top hat and tails on. Thank you. Bill McCarthy from Worcester, a Trump delegate in Washington for the inauguration. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.